Are we recording?
Yes. But I think the intro should be me going, I'm in Colorado.
I'm not going to yell because we have neighbors.
You could whisper it. I'm a giraffe.
Okay.
It loses some of the impact though.
We're recording.
We are recording.
Oh my god, it's very weird to not hear myself.
I mean, you can hear yourself in your ears like normal when you talk.
That's different.
That's so different.
That's really, it is.
You move it a little closer to your mouth.
How about this?
Okay, we'll keep talking at the same volume.
Okay, how about this, Jessica?
How about
Is this fine?
That is fine.
Great.
Couldn't be any worse, anyway.
Wow. It's episode 30.
Yeah, and it's the first one we're doing together ever.
Hopefully the last.
Yeah, I expect one of us to die on our hike tomorrow. We're not going to say who, but it's going to shock you.
The answer might shock you.
Yeah.
Jessica's here in Colorado.
It's true.
She helped us move.
We're not done yet. Got to move David out.
We're done for the time that you're here, I think.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. So we can just hang out for a week now.
We went to the same bar.
Two nights in a row.
Like a sports bar. Mm-hmm. I had the best salad, and it's like a simple garbage salad, but it just was so good.
Yeah. We had mac and cheese spring rolls.
Those were good, too.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Their Brussels sprouts are good.
We did hot pot one night.
Mm-hmm.
That was amazing. I want to go back there again. I'm supposed to meet up with a couple of people while I'm here, and I want to see if one of them will go there with me.
Do it for lunch.
Well, Corey, who is one of the people I'm meeting up with, he's my PM on my team, he wants to go to get, like, a falafel.
Okay.
And I'm okay with that. I've had falafel before.
Okay.
So, just to be clear, you've had falafel before? That's what you're saying?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Our long-running joke this week has been, have you ever noticed how cops have a very specific way of saying the word okay? They all say, okay. And they kind of nod and chew their gum.
Because they're not really listening.
No, okay.
They're trying to think of ways they can murder somebody.
So we've just been saying that this whole week. And it's not funny when I describe it, but it's been hilarious as it's been happening.
Okay.
I have my own office now, which is where we're recording.
It's painted. It is blue in here. There's a red couch, white ceiling.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, I'm proud to be American.
Yeah.
Where at least this room is blue.
Proud to have my office.
Where the piano's behind you.
I'm not working in the living room anymore, which is a big step up for me.
That's true. Yeah.
That's where I've been working in various living rooms for most of the pandemic, and I'm sick of it.
Cammy had the worst week of her life.
But she's fine now.
She's okay now because the couch got cleaned off.
Yeah. But she spent the first like 3 days of the move just kind of shaking and occasionally throwing up. So.
She didn't throw up. And she just kept looking around like, what is this?
What is going on? Yeah.
Random.
She's doing a lot better now. Yeah.
That's true.
We'll take her for a walk tomorrow before, while you edit the podcast.
That does sound nice.
Yeah.
I took her for a walk the other day. It was only 2 miles. She did it though. She did the whole thing.
That's about as far as she'll go. Yeah.
She was pulling in directions. I think she knew how to get home. She was like, I don't want to go that way anymore.
Yeah. Yeah, she's smart.
Mm-hmm.
So tomorrow we're going to do a hike.
Yes, correct.
In the national park. It's going to be great.
Oh, I should have brought my... Maybe I do have it. I have a little card that my mom got us that we can get in a national park for free.
I have an annual pass.
Oh, okay. So do I.
Cool. Great.
Okay. It's weird because, like, normally it's like, what'd you do this week? But I know that you were a bitch this week.
That's no different than any other week.
Yeah.
Though.
It's like, why even ask anymore?
Yeah. Yeah. Jessica finally slept last night for the first night.
Yeah,
she's
I didn't
here.
Sleep very well.
Yeah.
While I've been here. I think it's because it's hot. Becca likes to sleep in 75 degrees.
That's not true.
I like my room, literally this part's not a joke. When I go to bed, my bedroom is between 55 and 60 degrees.
And I sleep at a normal temperature of about 70 degrees.
I do that.
And Jess hasn't been able to sleep because that's been too hot
for it her. Is. It's way too warm. So I bought it. Well, they bought a fan, but it was my, I wanted it. They're just going to keep it. So we got a fan last night. That helped a little bit, but also I took a Benadryl in addition to the THC gummies and ZQL I took.
I don't know if you should combine ZQL and Benadryl. In
I wouldn't worry about it. I didn't die yet. Okay.
Not yet.
But I slept 7 hours.
Yeah.
Which was the best sleep I've gotten here.
Yeah.
Most nights I was getting like 5 hours with maybe 15 minutes of deep sleep, and I just wanted to kill everyone.
Yeah. I find 5 hours is the worst amount of sleep, because like if you get like 3 hours, you kind of cruise on adrenaline, mm-hmm. right? Like there, you know, there's days when you like have to catch a flight or something in the morning, you only get 3 hours of sleep. You get through the whole day just on adrenaline, then you crash at the end of the day, and then you sleep great the next night. 5 hours is like a cursed amount of sleep, because you go through your day tired, but you're not exhausted enough to where you'll necessarily crash the next night.
No, you're just going to be tired forever.
You're just going to be tired, and then the next night you might sleep 5 hours, and then the next night you might only sleep 5 hours, and yeah.
We've done, even though I've been tired, I feel like we've gotten a lot done. We didn't have movers the second day, and we crushed it.
We unloaded the pod by ourselves. Yeah, they were supposed to show up Wednesday, because we had this big old pod, which was all of David's stuff from Michigan. And so we had movers move my old apartment to this house.
And this is where you used to live.
No, this is where I currently live.
Oh, this is where I currently
live. And then, sorry, I thought I was going to sneeze. And then we got the pod delivered on Wednesday. And so we had hired the same movers to come back Wednesday to help us unload that pod. And they never showed up. And so I called the company. I was like, hey, where are the guys? And they're like, oh, we have you scheduled for tomorrow, so we're going to be there tomorrow. And I was like, the pod gets picked up tomorrow morning, so that will not work for us. But it was fine, because we did it all ourselves. We saved $450. So, in hindsight, great that they didn't show up, because we did it ourselves.
It's true. And then we turned around and spent that money on
hookers and blow. What? Oh.
Hot pot. Wink, wink.
Yeah. And then I spent all day yesterday painting this room, and then spent today setting up my office, and then painting David's office.
Mm-hmm. So, got a lot done. I helped, because we went to Home Depot to get paint, and
this was great.
I was like, oh, I'll pick out the tools for you, because some of you may not know this. I used to run the paint department at a Home Depot for, I think I did 2 years at that, and then another year and a half in another role. But anyways, I was running it, and so I helped them pick tools, and then they picked their colors. I was like, I'll grab the can of paint that you need, after making an excellent recommendation. Bear Marquee, one coat coverage. It's fantastic. I recommend it. And I grabbed the base and took it to the counter, because if you've never had paint mixed, there are different levels of base to accommodate the amount of color you have to put in there. So I knew the one that they needed. So I grabbed it and I take it to the counter. And the guy's like, oh, I don't know if this is the right one for that color.
Well, I was the one that took it to the desk with the color swatch and the base. And I put them both up on the counter. And mm-hmm. I said, I need a gallon this color. And he said, well, I don't know if it's going to be that base. And
so, guess what, though?
It was
that fucking base.
He comes back. He's like, I'm going to have to look it up. Comes back. And he's like, oh, it actually was that base. Mm-hmm. And Jess was just like, mm-hmm.
Yeah, like, yeah, I knew it was that base. And then David decided he was going to paint his office too, or he was going to make backup paint it. Yeah. And so I was like, cool, I'll grab you the base that you need.
Yeah.
And the guy, again, was like,
did the same thing.
Yeah, the same thing. And I was like, Jesus, clearly we know how these bases work.
Yeah.
I don't know if they're still in the color cards, but there used to be a secret where there was an L, an M, or a D for the base you needed.
I see.
Or I think it was a U, an M, and a D, because it's ultra pure white is the regular base.
Yeah. Yeah. So my office is a nice dark blue, which I wanted because I have some art on the walls and I have my instruments on the walls, and I thought the blue was a really good contrast. Mm-hmm. It's a little dark in here, but I'm going to have more lights in here soon. And then David, while we were at Home Depot, decided he wanted a forest green for his office.
And then he left half the walls white and half forest green because he loves Michigan State University.
So here's the thing. I told him the green would look better as an accent wall than an all-around color.
That's what I said, too.
And I still think that that's the case. But now he's concerned that people will see that he has one white wall and one green wall and think mm-hmm. that he loves Michigan State. Mm-hmm. And I said, I don't think so. But I told him if he wants to paint the other walls, he has to do it himself, because I painted all day today.
So if you are talking to him, if you're a listener and you talk to him on a video chat and you notice the green behind him, be like, is that green and white?
Did you go to Michigan State?
Yeah.
Yeah, be like, go Spartans.
Yeah. Eh? Really get under his skin. But I didn't even think of it at all. And I painted the whole day. And I didn't once think people are going to think he went to Michigan State. Because they're not. It's not going to matter. And also, he's going to have his bookshelf there. He's going to have, we're going to have the Murphy bed up against that green wall. Like, it's, no one's going to notice.
If we really want to mess with him, we should be like, oh, did you go to Eastern? I went to Eastern for a little bit.
Sorry.
It was fine. I liked the band. And I didn't finish anyway, so who cares?
I love to finish.
I'm not an alumni.
And alumni?
We saw a car yesterday that had a bumper sticker that just said alumni.
The A was scratched off.
Yeah. And we were like, oh, that's okay. Because everybody gets it wrong because when you graduate, you become
an alumni.
Yeah. You become alumni.
A alumni.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's normal.
Anyway, should we do some posts?
No.
Okay. Goodbye, everyone.
Yeah. The boom. Yeah, right. You take the first one.
Well, I'm going to do this one that sounds spicy. It says, am I the asshole for essentially telling my neighbor to fuck off after she asked me to stop smoking on my deck? That's pretty much it, but I'll provide some more context. Please do. This happened tonight. I went on my back deck for a smoke. I could hear that my next door neighbors were having some people over on their deck. There's a fence separating us, so I couldn't see them. I'm not close with my neighbors, but we've never had any problems before. Then my neighbor calls over to me and asks me to stop smoking because her pregnant sister was over and didn't want the secondhand smoke. My first thought was fuck no, but I politely told her that I was on my own deck and that I wanted to finish my cigarette, but to have a nice night. She gets pissed off and is all, I've dealt with secondhand smoke from you since we moved here and have never once said anything. And that she was asking me this one time, as if I'm this fucking bitch for smoking. I never knew that she had a problem with my smoking, and honestly, I don't give a shit. It's my yard, and I can smoke a fucking cig if I want to. So I yell at her exactly that, and she starts to yell back, but her husband tells her to shut up, and they go inside. So I stay outside, pissed as fuck, and finish my cigarette before I go inside and tell my roommate what happened. I expect her to be on my side because she's also a smoker, but she told me that I should have made a one-time exception for the pregnant woman and that I acted like a bitch. So this is a woman is what we're gathering. I don't think it's right for her to tell me what to do on my property, but now I'm feeling kind of guilty. Not that guilty, but kind of. Am I the asshole? Update as of this morning. My kind of guilty feeling has thankfully subsided, and I'm completely fine with how this entire interaction went down. Thanks, all. Seems a mix of not the asshole and you're the asshole, so I'm going to just chalk it up to reasonable people can disagree. I want a special shout out to the people telling me that smoking is a nasty habit and causes cancer. I guess we learn something new every day. You're all so helpful. Update as of this afternoon. I was banned for not accepting my judgment. Fair enough, honestly. I don't accept that I was the asshole at all. Ha ha. I would just delete this post to spare you all from having to lecture me on how gross smoking is, but deleting an active discussion is against sacred rules. So have at it. I'll be outside smoking. Okay, what I've gathered is this person is a bitch.
Yeah, they are certainly the asshole in any situation, just in general.
I think they'd be the asshole even if this situation hadn't gone down and if you were just constantly on your deck smoking and being like, I don't give a shit if my neighbors smell it. It's my deck. Like, no, you have to be a good neighbor. That's part of living in a house next to people.
You don't have to, but you should be.
You should be.
We live in a society.
If you want to live in a house next to people, you have to deal with that. And like, yeah, it's your house, but you don't own the air that they breathe. You don't have a right to contaminate their air.
I'm looking at the comments from the OP because they've left a whole bunch. God. And they're all downvoted to oblivion. Like where I live, it's 100% permitted for me to smoke on my own deck. I don't care that many places prohibit it. I don't think not doing a favor for someone makes me an asshole, but fair enough.
Also, like, there's this weird thing where people are so obsessed with being right that they will make themselves and everyone else miserable because they're so dedicated to being right. Like, even if you fully think that you have the right to do this and everything else and that you're in the right by smoking on your deck, this one time you could have just been like, sure, I'm going to finish this cigarette and then I'll go inside, right?
Like, or go have it on the porch.
Go in the back of the house. I don't know. Go for a walk, right? Like, you didn't have to be right, and you being right has caused you stress and your neighbors stress, and it's not good when your neighbors don't like you because you might need them for something in the future, right? Like, you might need them to help you find your dog or your package gets stolen or whatever. Mm-hmm. Like, it's good to have
you're burying a body in the backyard. You don't want them to tell anybody.
It's good to have your neighbors like you just in general, and you've now blown up that relationship. You said you never had any problems with them before. Now you have a lot of problems.
Yeah, I'm sure from here on out, things are going to go smoothly because mm-hmm. you stood up for yourself.
It's so dumb. Like, in any situation, I just think people are so obsessed with being right that they will just blow things up for no reason.
This is another comment I like from her. Haha, there's plenty of not the asshole comments, too. Not that I took the time to note the upvotes like you did. Just because the majority feels one way, it doesn't necessarily mean it's right. If every what? Single person was against me, sure, maybe I'd reconsider, but that's clearly not the case. If you believe... the more upvotes, the more correct an opinion is. I strongly disagree, but I respect your right to feel that way. Less than three.
This person sucks.
I like how they're like, I came here to be voted on, and then you all voted, but I don't agree. So
I don't agree. That's the one rule of this sub, right? Is that you have to respect your judgment and be like,
okay, it is. It says accept.
You can't accept it. You don't necessarily have to post an update being like, you're all right, but you can't post disagreeing with the group, right? Like. A lot of the comments too are people saying like, I'm a smoker and you are the asshole. Like, part of being a smoker is recognizing that not everyone wants to smell your smoke.
Yeah. One of the comments says, obviously, smelling tobacco is different than secondhand smoke. And I'm like, but you're burning it and turning it into smoke and they're smelling that. So
if they're yeah, you don't want a pregnant person necessarily smelling any of that.
Maybe I do.
And also, like, your neighbor wasn't telling you stop smoking. She politely asked. That's the thing. It's like, your neighbor's trying to be a good person. They've never mentioned it before, even though it's clearly bothered them. They've never mentioned it before. They've just been fine with it until now. They ask you this one time, please don't smoke on your deck while our sister... Go smoke in your house. Go smoke at a park.
Smoke in your car. In the garage. Maybe open the garage, though.
Jess says garage one syllable. And
how do you say it?
Garage.
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 Two syllables.
No.
Garage.
Garage.
She says garage.
Okay. Garage.
It's like G-R-A.
J-E.
J-E.
Garage.
Garage.
Okay, I say it how I say it. It
makes me deeply uncomfortable.
You are from the other side of the state.
Yeah.
That's your fault. Okay.
My dialect is actually a Chicago dialect because both my parents are from Chicago. So I've done those dialect quizzes before and they will say look, like...
I looked it up on Google. How do you pronounce it? Play. Hold on. I don't have any audio coming right now, but once I fix my sound settings, you're going to hear this.
Then you'll see.
Yeah. I'll make them all see. Output. MacBook.
Oh, God.
Hold on. No. All right, fun story. If you reinitialize the audio in GarageBand, if you change your output, it stops recording. Anyways.
In GarageBand?
GarageBand.
Garage. See? Garage.
But it's the same. Garage.
No, garage.
Two syllables. So you say garage?
Garage. Garage. That's what she said.
Nope. Okay, what about British people? Garage. That's how I'm going to start garage. Saying it.
Oh, man.
So other people also ask, is garage pronounced or garage? Why do Americans pronounce garage differently?
One thing we learned this week is that there's another set of two girls who have an Am I the Asshole podcast, and they have a TikTok about it. I don't know what it's called, but I'm not going to tell you because I don't want you to go listen to them. Just saying, if you find any friends listening to that podcast, not this podcast, those aren't your friends. Those are Al-Qaeda.
Yes, that's true. Or ISIS. You don't have to hand it to them under any circumstances. That's true. There are at least two, or one other one besides the one you just brought up, that have the same premise. And I have to assume they're not as good or engaging as we are. Oh, should we tell them
Al-Qaeda about and ISIS?
Yes.
Were you talking about other podcasts?
Other podcasts. No. I was talking about, like, if people rate us next to Al-Qaeda or ISIS consistently, Becca and I come out on top.
Yeah, we're better in a lot of ways.
Yeah, and it's not, obviously, it's not something we're aiming to be, but we'll take that accolade.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I shared that with people last time I was in a job interview. I was like, listen, I'm rated higher than both ISIS and Al-Qaeda.
Do with that information.
And they said, how do you know this? And I said, if I tell you, I'll have to kill you. And they said, why? And I said, just because I like to kill.
But not like Al-Qaeda, right?
No, this is different.
Yeah, this is for fun.
It's not like politically or religiously motivated. I just like to murder. Mm-hmm. What were we singing last night? Were singing Saturday in the Park by Chicago, except we changed the lyrics
Saturday
to be about...
Saturday killed your mom. It was the 4th of July.
The whole song is about killing moms because Mother's Day is coming up.
Oh,
don't forget.
God. Now to our sponsor, 1-800-Flowers.
Yeah. If you need flowers, call 1-800-Flowers. Is that enough numbers? F-L-O-W-E-R-S. Yeah, that's 7.
What company's been around for years.
Okay. I don't buy flowers.
Okay.
I don't know how.
So you're telling me you don't buy flowers?
That's correct, yes.
Okay.
All right, I'm going to read our next story.
Oh, I'm ready.
You're not fucking ready.
Okay. You're right.
Okay, this is already, I can tell you, it's going to ease the asshole. The title is, Am I the Asshole for Not Wanting Personal Items to Be Part of Our Shared Grocery Shopping?
Mm.
My girlfriend and I have been together for almost 2 years now.
Oh, no.
Who recently wrote this? Yeah, I don't think they've been together long enough. Wait, what are their ages and names? I would love if David posted one for us to find.
And then we found it,
right? And we found it. We're like, David?
This had a lot of details about our life, David.
Yeah. My girlfriend and I have been together for almost 2 years now. We recently moved in together in January.
Oh, my God. I read ahead and...
Okay, well, let me read it.
Oh, my God.
You shut up.
Oh, my God.
Since then, we have been doing our own separate grocery shopping. I actually prefer this because I'm a bit of a bargain shopper, while she always gets the name brands and probably hasn't looked at a weekly sale ad once since we started dating. Lol. We currently have separate finances.
Gross.
Anyways, she was really insistent on wanting to start shopping together, planning more meals together, etc. I was a little hesitant due to the issues described above, but agreed on the condition that we'd try to keep the costs at the middle point between each of our normal food budgets, and that if either of us wanted anything outside of our normal mutual food/meals, that would be separate. That was working pretty well for the first two trips to the grocery store. On the third, however, as we were walking down the aisle, she mentioned she needed to run and grab tampons and threw a box in the cart. I asked her if she was getting those separate from our groceries, and she got kind of quiet and said, I guess. Mind you, on the last trip, I bought my own shampoo separately, which she had no issue with, so I don't get what the issue was now. On the car ride home, she didn't say a word to me. I could tell she was upset. When we got home, I asked her what was wrong, and she laid into me about how I could have just split the box of tampons with her. It was only $7 you'd have to pay, she said. The box was 14, and mentioning how she has to pay it all the time. I mentioned that we had discussed that anything out of mutual grocery items would be separate from the beginning. How she hadn't said anything when I checked out separately with a $4 stick of deodorant or $6 bottle of shampoo, so why is a $14 box of tampons different? I also mentioned I have my own monthly medical expenses that she doesn't contribute towards.
Medical expenses? Like a tampon is a medical expense?
Specifically, a heart medication that costs nearly $100 a month. Additionally, she gets really expensive shampoos and face products. I had no idea I was signing up to buy half of those. Since then, we've somewhat made up, but she brought it up a couple of times and called me cheap. I'm starting to feel hurt that she keeps bringing it up because I don't think I was in the wrong. Am I the asshole?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, he is.
Were you gonna say no?
No, I was not gonna say no. I was pretending like I was gonna say no to mess with you.
There is a contrarian who says, not the asshole specifically because of the agreement that you made or whatever, but this seems like a silly hill to fight your battle on. Couples don't get closer together when the words, well, technically we had an agreement, gets thrown around. This is one of those situations where you either get to be right or you get to be happy. Same as our last post, basically.
This guy has commented so many times and they're all bad. Downvoted. One of them is negative 489 points.
He seems bad, I'm going to be honest.
Yeah, I don't understand. It says neither of us are interested in marriage.
I
should hope not.
Yeah. I don't, why are you together? Like, it's one of those things, rather than split the groceries, it's better to do, I'll buy groceries one trip, you buy groceries the next trip, things like that. And then when it's your turn to buy the groceries, you buy your personal shit. And then when it's their turn to buy, like, right? That's kind of what we do, I think, me and David. What I would recommend to her is that she's overpaying for tampons, and you can go to Costco. I'm not kidding.
I recommend a Costco membership, which brings us to our second sponsor.
No, they are so expensive, and if you're buying them just straight up at the grocery store, at CVS or whatever, every month, it is like $14 a box,
mm-hmm.
and that's going to be every month. You can get a bottle of 100 tampons for like $20 from Costco,
mm-hmm.
and then that lasts you forever. So I would just tell her to go do that and stop.
Yeah, we'll leave a comment and have him relate it to her.
I would say break up with this guy, and then you can go and buy your expensive coffee and your grocery store tampons and buy whatever else you want, and you don't have to deal with him anymore. He sounds like an ass.
He does.
Just in general. All the
comments make me think that, too.
Just in general. And, like, his attitude with him, about her, of like, she probably hasn't looked at a weekly sale ad since we started dating. I know, dating.
Yeah, it's the way this he talks about it that bothers me.
We have neighbors now.
I'm not yelling. Becca's telling me not to yell. I'm speaking at a normal volume.
The windows are open. We have neighbors.
What do you mean I can't get cum on it?
We have a very nice neighbor now. Her name is Kathleen, and I don't want to make her upset because I'm not like the person in our last post. No, this has like a big like 1950s women be shopping energy.
Yeah.
Like, she's trying to spend all my money on her tampons.
Have you ever noticed though how women do be shopping?
Women do be shopping.
Yeah. I know I like to shop.
I don't know. They're not asking for advice, but I would just say alternate who buys the groceries each week, and then you don't have to deal with this, because then when it's your week to buy the groceries, you get your shampoo and your whatever, and then when it's the other person's week, they get their stuff, and then
I don't think it's gonna work out.
No A huge fight over a box of tampons is not a great sign for this relationship.
Is it a huge fight? It didn't sound huge.
It says she laid into him, and then she's still been upset with him for several days after.
That's true.
So yeah, I don't know. I think one of the keys to a successful relationship is sometimes knowing just when to be like, you're right, I was wrong.
You just go, okay.
Yep, I was wrong. Okay.
Okay. It's weird for me because I'm never wrong. So I get that advice, but like, I'm always right.
You had so many successful relationships.
That was a low blow. I can't wait to cry myself to sleep tonight.
As it came out of my mouth, I was like, oh, this is
why
mean.
Am I saying it? Why am I saying it? No, I don't. You only need to have one successful relationship. That's then it doesn't true. Matter about the rest of them.
You don't need many successful relationships.
Correct. That's why I don't have any friends, idiot. Becca bought 400 cans of bottled wine.
No, what happened? Cans of wine. What happened is I finished my semester of school last week. And it was great. And then I was just browsing the internet one night, and I was in the Bev checkout. Bev is the canned wine. They're not sponsoring this podcast, but if they wanted to, I'd absolutely accept.
You could hear us crack a can at the start of every episode. Yeah.
They do canned wine, and it's reasonably priced. So like, if you buy canned wine at the grocery store, it's like $5 or $6 a can. These are like, you get them in a bigger pack, and then they're cheaper.
Price per unit is lower.
Yeah. So I was checking out, and I like a canned wine because I only want like one can's worth most of the time if I'm gonna have wine. If I'm hanging out, I'll have more. But I almost never want a whole bottle's worth, right? But if you open a bottle, because I specifically like sparkling wine, if you open a bottle, it's gonna go flat if you don't drink it all. So then you feel pressured to drink it all.
But then you just run it through a soda stream, and then it's not flat anymore.
I don't have a soda stream. I also wouldn't recommend
hundreds of boxes of.
I also wouldn't recommend running wine through a soda stream.
Why? You won't let me do anything fun.
So the can is a perfect portion, and then I was checking out. So I had a code from another podcast that I listened to, and so I put that in. So that got me like $25 off my case or whatever. So it was like a case, 25 cans, for. It's supposed to be $100, and then it was $80. So I was like, great price.
Use code UNHOLYPOD.
Yeah. And so, what was the sequence of events that happened? As I was checking out, it goes, if you add another box, another case of 30 cans of wine, we'll give you another $25 off. And I said, oh, great. Perfect. So I do that. I check out. And then after I check out, they send me an email that says, if you order another case within the next 10 minutes, you'll get another $25 off.
Of course they did.
And so I absolutely clicked it and absolutely ordered another case.
They, when I got the pictures for my room, my living room, they're called mixed tiles, which were also an Instagram find. They did the same thing. They were like, okay, first of all, you looked at the page, you didn't buy anything, so here's 30% off right off the top. So I buy some. And they're like, by the way, if you buy six more, you can get them for only $50. And I was like, holy fucking shit.
Yeah.
So I love my picture wall. Like, I love how that looks in my living room, but they got me.
Yeah.
They absolutely got
Well, the thing with the canned wine is it's not going to go bad. And I was like,
I'm
going to
go
case,
shake every single can.
No. Once I finished that case, I was going to order more. So I was like, well, I might as well get it now. And then it's cheaper.
And then you don't have to order it as soon.
Yeah. So then what happened was what ended up. So anyway, I'm lying there. Barbecue sauce on my titties. And somehow I blacked out and had ordered $250 worth of canned wine. Mm-hmm. That's going to last me hopefully a year, you know.
Which I think you and David got in a fight about because he says you always buy the name brand and you never look at the weekly ads.
I haven't looked at a weekly ad for wine in weeks. No. What I love about David is I said, oops, I ordered $250 worth of canned wine. And he did the iMessage heart on that message, which was his approval.
Get someone who looks at you the way David looks at Becca spending $250 on canned wine.
We have our own money. Like It is the number one thing that couples fight about, but as soon as you both have disposable income, it's not a thing.
See, the number one thing I've always fought about in my relationships is anal sex. I'm going to cut that out, but I wanted to see if I could get you while you were drinking.
Yep.
I didn't even know what I was going to say until I got to it.
I knew you were going to say something dumb. I just knew it.
Oh, okay.
I think you should leave it in.
Yeah, maybe it would be funny.
Yeah. Less editing for you.
That's true. If we can just one and done this, that's great.
In fact, I love to one and done most things.
I'm not even going to edit. I'm just going to throw this file up there. I felt bad that we didn't do one last week.
I liked our notes app apology.
I thought that was funny. Yeah.
I think people saw the Easter egg.
Now that the Twitter crop is gone for pictures.
That's even better.
Yeah.
David says we
should do more of them, even when we post an episode.
Apologize for like things that are in the news.
Yeah, that we didn't do. We're very sorry to hear about the recent earthquake in Truckee. We at the Unholy Pod obviously don't support earthquakes in any way.
And then there's an iMessage coming from you. That's like, what do you mean I can't have cum on it?
Yeah, if you haven't watched the cum sub video.
Just go on YouTube and search cum sub and watch the first video that comes up and none of the other videos that come up.
And don't search it on Google with the safe search off. Go directly to YouTube for this one because...
Did you know that Paris Hilton's actually smart?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, she's a TikTok and I watched some of them and she's very intelligent.
Did she tell you to buy Dogecoin?
No, she's a Bitcoin maximalist now.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah. But she's very smart and it's kind of brilliant how she capitalized on how in like the early to mid 2000s.
So you know, Doge is at 0.710042.
Oh shit. I've made a lot of money off Dogecoin this
week. I know. We don't like, I don't want to watch Elon Musk, but I have to because I need to know what's going to happen to my Doge investment.
I need to watch his monologue for investment purposes.
Yeah. This is a business transaction.
Yep. I'm going to expense whatever we eat tomorrow because it's business.
Oh, that's fine with me.
Yeah. No, I'm not going to do that.
Damn it.
what was I going to say? Oh, she's really smart. And I think she really capitalized on the whole like, dumb women made a lot of money in the early to mid 2000s. Same with Kim Kardashian. Kim Kardashian's actually a little bit dumb.
But, I don't care. I don't like them.
But like, she doesn't actually have that voice that she had when she was famous. The raspy voice. I'm not gonna do it.
No, do it, please.
No,
please.
I'm not gonna do it.
I need this.
I'm not gonna do it. But she actually talks like a normal person, and just that was all an act, which is just amazing.
I think any way a person talks is the way they normally talk.
No.
Yes, that's why I don't understand accents.
Hmm. Do we do a break?
I think we do one more and then a break.
Or a break and then one more and then we go play Mario Party.
No, because we're only 36 minutes in.
That's fine.
And like the first four of that was not us.
What do you mean? I can't have come on it.
You know exactly what I mean.
You've never seen a drunk fox. So the other night, we went to Hot Pot and
had some wine.
There was their bottles of wine were really cheap because they were the bottles of wine that you can get at Bush's for $5, the Mondavi or whatever. And so we got a bottle of wine, and Jess only had a little bit, and then I had the rest.
Well, I was driving, so I was like, I will have a glass of wine.
And then, in other words, I had basically a bottle of wine, because Jess didn't finish her one glass of wine.
No, because I was driving, and David had a little bit.
And then we got home, and we had the champagne, and so I was just, I haven't really been drinking that much the pandemic. I'll maybe have a glass of wine before bed, but that's about it. I haven't drank more than one glass of wine pretty much the whole pandemic, and so I was really feeling it. And
we played Smash Brothers.
No, we played Mario Kart.
Oh, first we played Mario Kart, yeah.
And then we started talking, somehow we started talking about the saying sober as a fox, and
Becca was like, if I got pulled over, that's what I'm saying to the cop, is I'm sober as a fox. And so I went, yeah, you've never seen a drunk fox before.
And then for some reason, the phrase, you've never seen a drunk fox, made me laugh so hard. And I've been saying it for the past several days and laughing.
It's pretty good. So I need a shirt that says that.
You've never seen a drunk fox.
Not once. All right, we'll read one more and then a break. Oh, sorry, I'm making you do the podcast.
It's so late.
Okay, who needed to paint a room today? David, who did it? Becca.
Yeah, you're right.
We did make the living room look nice.
I just want time for video games.
There's time for video games.
No, because you're going to be like, oh, I'm tired, blah, I'm jazzed, I don't sleep.
I don't sound like that. That ain't me. I'm 100% sleeping in the basement tonight.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, let's do another post. Are we back?
We didn't take a break.
We're back.
Okay, we didn't take a break.
Great.
The break is after this. We are back in that we didn't do one last week.
You're right.
Good conversation. Becca's about four cans in tonight.
No, I'm one cannon.
Cannon.
Cannon. G? Nick Cannon.
Nick Nolte?
What?
He's an actor.
Nick Lachey.
Oh. Yeah. Mr. Jessica Simpson?
Yeah.
They're not together anymore.
Aw.
Well, I mean, it's been...
You just ruined my night.
Oh, it's unrelated. Are you pulling the post up? What is happening?
I'm ready. I don't know what you're doing.
I'm waiting for you to start.
This is why the other podcasts are more successful. Because I'm sitting here going, you never seen a drunk fox. these other podcasts, there's this girl that sits there with like her fancy headphones and she's in some studio and she's like, am I the asshole for licking my brother's butthole?
Will you read this next one with that voice? Please.
That's my Paris Hilton voice.
Okay.
Okay. Am I the asshole for calling the police on my neighbor's brother? I am a 26-year-old woman. I just got my own place 8 months ago. Woohoo! I instantly made friends with my neighbor, who we will call G. He offered to mow my lawn if I helped his pregnant girlfriend with some things during the day while he's at work. With what does she need help with during the day? That arrangement was working very well, and we had no problems. I work an awful shift at the hospital and always check my mail when I come home at 7 a.m., Yesterday, when I came home, I checked my mailbox and noticed it was empty. First, I thought I had no mail, and I thought it was no big deal, and I decided just to go to bed. Then I noticed a man on my porch swing when I approached my door. This scared the absolute hell out of me because I wasn't expecting anyone to be there. I asked him what he was doing on my porch, and he told me he was G's brother, S. I told him he needed to leave because he was on my property, and he told me that G gave him permission to be there. I told him I'm the owner of the house and that he most certainly was not welcome and he needed to leave. He stood up and told me I wasn't being neighborly and that G said I was much nicer. I noticed some of my mail was on my swing and I instantly got pissed. I could see that it had been opened, taken out of the envelopes, and then shoved back in. I went into my house and locked the door and then called the police. The entire time, S stayed on my porch and even sat back down on my swing. An officer showed up and I filled him in on what was going on. This is when G and his girlfriend came outside and asked what was going on. Told him that his brother was trespassing on my property and had gone through my mail. S tried telling everyone that he thought the mail was his and that he thought my property was vacant. It's very obviously not. The officer asked me if I wanted to press charges, and I told him I wouldn't this time, but if I caught S anywhere near my home again, I would. When the officer left, G laid into me about how he thought we were friends and that people were going to think differently of him because the police were here. He stormed off with S, and his girlfriend told me that S has autism and probably wasn't aware what he was doing. I told her that what he did was inexcusable and that he knew what he was doing when he was opening my mail. Later on, G's girlfriend texted me, told me that G wouldn't be mowing my lawn anymore. I didn't text her back because I couldn't believe what had happened. When I told my friends about what had happened, a few of them told me I was an asshole for calling the police on an autistic man. Then I probably put him through a lot of mental strain by calling the police. Am I the asshole here?
There are so many updates. We have to read them first.
We're going to read the updates first? Okay.
Yeah, I think we have to.
Update. I saw that G had texted me earlier during my lunch break to fill me in on some things. I wonder if G saw the post on Am I the Asshole? He said his brother has undiagnosed autism. They believe he has it because, quote, he can appear awkward and has done some questionable things, especially during his school days. That doesn't make you autistic. Nothing specific. He did indicate that he had autism. But like I said in one of my replies, I didn't stick around him long enough to find out. However, even if autism is what S has, I wouldn't doubt that he does have some form of mental illness. Apparently, G did not give his brother permission to come onto my property, but did tell him about how we go to each other's houses to help each other. Still has no idea why S was going through my mail. He thinks S was afraid of getting in trouble and lied about being allowed over. I told G, if G had told me about S before this happening, I would have been okay with him sitting on my porch swing. The reason I was scared and felt the need to call the police is because I'm a very small woman and have trouble with men not taking no for an answer in the past, and I didn't want to have another experience. I haven't replied to G yet, but I'm going to let him know that I will not be needing him to mow my lawn any longer. I'm going to be installing a Ring camera and getting a P.O. box to prevent this from happening again. I apologize if this is a little disorganized. I'm an ER nurse and my brain is in scrambles tonight. Second update. When I got home from work this morning, my neighbor from across the street came over to talk to me about a few things. He's been in the neighborhood for 30 years and said that G's uncle is the former occupant of their house. The two were good friends, and he learned a lot about the two boys through him. He told me that I should have went through with pressing charges because S has had issues in the past with harassing women, that the people who owned the house before me moved because of it. Also, S most definitely does not have autism or any form of mental illness. He and his brother have been heard laughing about using the excuse to avoid getting into trouble and have been getting away with it since their teens. S does only visit with his brother for a few months out of the year. That's a lot. So I'm not too worried about things, but this has completely changed my relationship with G. This has been an extremely intense lesson for me, and I will be keeping my guard up around all of them. Final update, only because so many of y'all have asked about me going through with pressing charges, I've called the police department before my shift and charges are being filed against S. I have someone coming from ADT to give me a quote on a custom security package and purchased a new mailbox that locks. I might even go to the shelter and get a dog. That's what I was going to suggest. I've also informed my workplace and security officers there will be escorting me into the building and out of my car from now on until I come. Feel comfortable again. That's nice that they'll do that. I want to thank everyone who commented and privately messaged me with advice and comforting words. If it wasn't for you guys, S would have gotten away with this and very well could have harmed someone else. That was a ride.
Yeah, I think about the cop thing and how I'm like, what if the cop showed up and shot whoever this person is? Like, But the rest of the story is like, oh, so there really was a danger. So it's like, okay.
Yeah, but straight up, if you are a woman and you live alone and there's a man who won't get off your porch, that's exactly what the cops are for, right? Like, yeah. He's not getting off your porch. You don't feel safe. That
That's it is a felony to open somebody else's mail.
That is
it?
The other thing. Yeah, I would have. I would. You know.
So we should have called the FBI.
Oh my god. Right? Yeah, even if you don't want to press charges for trespassing because you're like, oh, he's autistic, maybe whatever. In that moment, you don't know. You should still press charges for the mail. And if he actually is autistic and is diagnosed, he won't get charged like as an adult, right? Like he, like the court would take that into account. So I don't. These people, and it sounds like they've just been using that as an excuse. Cameras are going to do you some good because you can see if they're doing other things while you're not home. And also, get a guard dog. Get a dog that will bark when there's someone on your porch. That's very helpful. That will do more than a security system. Security system is good after the fact because you can see videos of what has already happened. But a dog will stop people from sitting on your porch in the first place.
Unless the dog's really friendly.
Cammy's very friendly, but if someone she doesn't know shows up at our house, she loses her fucking mind. Until she sees me be like, no, this person's cool.
And then she's still cautious.
She's still cautious, yeah. No, when people walk up to our door, she barks like crazy.
I liked when she saw me getting out of the car the other day, and she totally knew it was me. She's was like, cute. Holy shit, yeah. It's Jazz.
Well, you heard the other night when we pulled up and the balcony door was open to our bedroom. We pulled up and we were talking in the car, and you heard her do a little bark bark. She's like, woof, woof. And then I was like, Cammy, it's me. And then the bark stopped. And then when I opened the front door, she was right by the front door.
Yeah, just tail wagging.
She's like, oh, shit, it's Mom.
Yeah, that sounds like a terrible situation. I do wonder what she was helping the pregnant girlfriend with, though.
I don't know.
Who's going to help the girlfriend?
I completely forgot about that. This is like a situation where I'm like, if you bought this house, I feel really bad because then you're kind of locked into what sounds like these people think they kind of run the neighborhood and just harass people for no reason. Pretending.
What if the neighbor's a liar?
I don't know. I don't. What would be the incentive for lying about that, right? I think that this is just awful. And it seems like they use that as an excuse to harass women, which I could see. And even if it's not a lie, even if he is autistic, there's still no excuse for, like, there's no excuse for G showing up and yelling at you, right? Like, in that situation.
Yeah, that doesn't make sense to me. Like, he should have been like, oh, yeah, sorry, he did this.
If he was genuinely autistic or has some mental illness, then he should have seen the cops and come over and be like, I'm so sorry. He doesn't know what he's doing. This won't happen again. Like, I'm so sorry. Like, our uncle used to live here, so he thinks he can sit there. What, like, that would be the right approach. And instead he came
over. If it was true.
Yeah. But instead he came over and yelled at the poster, which is just not okay, regardless. So, like, she lives alone. She's small. She doesn't feel safe. And I...
Too small.
I can't imagine coming home and seeing a man on my porch and being like, you need to leave. And him being like, no. And then seeing my mail open.
My brother said it's cool. Here's your mail. Nothing
I would,
good.
I would have absolutely called the cops. I also fuck the police, but that is the one situation where, as a lady, I would be like, please get a person with a gun here. You just don't know what somebody's going to do in that situation. It's someone you don't know. They could try to come into your house. They could lock your door. They could try to rape you. They could do anything.
True.
I was listening to a podcast while I was painting today about Elizabeth Smart, I think was the name. She was kidnapped when she was 15 in 2003, mm-hmm. 2002 or 2003.
I was there.
And she survived, but she stayed, she like lived with her kidnappers for a full year. This, it was some Mormon guy and he married her, quote unquote, while he had another wife who also held her captive. And then he raped her, like, repeatedly throughout this whole year, convinced her that she was his wife. So they would, like, go out in public and, like, they stayed in her hometown. And at one point, yeah, well, it was Salt Lake City, so it's, like, big. But somebody at
the, I drove through there.
Somebody at the public library apparently was like, I think this is the girl that went missing. But he had them, like, covered in these, like not hijabs, but it's a burqa, the one that's, like, a full covering.
I'm not sure of the term.
I think it's a burqa. Right, like full veils was what they described it. So you couldn't see their faces. And he had a really long beard. Because this was like so recently post 9/11, people like wouldn't question if he was just like, this is my religion. Like my wife can't speak to you. So the cops, like, were like, hey, we think this might be this missing girl. They were like, what's your name? And he was like, she can't talk. Like, she's not allowed to talk. That's against our religion. So he just, like, brought her out in public for a year until she was finally found. Mm-hmm. It's crazy shit.
How is she now?
She runs an advocacy group for survivors of sexual assault.
Does she have a podcast?
She was on this podcast.
She want to be on our podcast?
Elizabeth Smart. No, she's fairly successful. She probably doesn't want to be on our podcast.
I'm fairly successful and I deal with this podcast.
Okay. Yeah, you're right. Yeah. She's a commentator for ABC News now.
Oh, neat.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to take our break.
Great.
Then we'll come back for a couple more posts. Do you want to be back? We can read the next story.
Let's do it, and then let's go play Mario Party.
Okay, we're going to skip the game this week because Becca wants to play Mario Party.
Okay,
and yeah. It's quicker to just read the next one. So I'm going to read the next one. This is a post from Am I the Asshole on Reddit entitled...
Oh, reddit.com?
Okay.
Yeah.
Apple iPad Pro from Apple? Am I the Asshole for moving in a roommate without my wife being involved?
Yes.
Yeah, we don't got to read it. All right, that one was easy. My wife and I have an apartment together. Before this year, we could have maintained it alone, but with her being out of work for almost a full year, we need a roommate. We had one, but she moved out in November, and we've been scraping our savings since. We desperately need a new roommate. They would have had their own bathroom, and it is plenty of space, so we decided to start a search for a roommate. My wife insisted that she's only okay with a female roommate because she doesn't want to live with strange men, and I understood her concerns. Despite seeing women only in our posts about it, almost exclusively men applied. That's like that thing where men will apply for a job if they don't meet the requirements. They saw women only, and they're like, ah, you know what? We could make it work.
Yep.
We complained about it to some of our friends, and they think we're in the wrong. What? They said we were being sexist because we weren't willing to consider a male roommate, especially when there's already both a man and a woman living in the house, and that even if we got what we wanted, we'd be asking another woman to live with a strange man, so it would be different.
It's way different having two women living with one man versus one woman having to live with two men.
Right. That's a reverse threes company. You never want to do that. Yeah. You want the regular threes company. I started to consider if we were in the wrong and just old-fashioned for only wanting a specific gender of roommate. She refused, but time was ticking. On a practical side, we really needed to get someone in there soon, so I picked someone, ran a background check, and moved him in while my wife was visiting her sister for a weekend.
Oh my god.
I shouldn't have just ignored her, but it was crunch time.
God.
He passed the background check, and he's perfectly nice. When she got home, she was not willing to just talk about it or to either of us. She's furious at me, and for the past week, she's only spoken to scream at me and threatened to evict our new roommate. After all of 1 week. I never want problems with my wife, but she needs to acknowledge that we were out of options. Am I the asshole?
Wow.
That's so wildly inconsiderate.
It's also this is horrible, first of all. That's just, you're violating the one boundary that your wife set, was that it was a woman. That was the only thing she said. And which is perfectly agreeable. The best comment here is, you're the asshole. Consider that every single one of these dudes steamrolled past your female applicants only please request, already demonstrating that they're not good at being told no. You really think that's helpful in persuading your wife that everything will work out just fine with this guy, or for that matter, a quality that you want in a roommate? Also, you say you're out of options, like ditching this apartment you can't afford on your own isn't an option. Why wasn't that on the table well before you decided you needed to overrule her and her concerns? Well, you can't just break a lease is the problem. So this is probably a lease that they signed before she lost her job, and you can't just end a lease.
I've learned, though, living places that aren't Ann Arbor, that some places like, yeah, give us a month's notice and we don't fucking care.
Well, it worked out well, like our last apartment. we told them we needed to end our lease. We gave them 2 months. We gave them 2 months notice. And they first replied and were like, well, you're technically breaking your lease, so you would have to pay this fee, which wasn't in the lease at all. And they were like, unless we can re-rent it. I was like, I'm sure you'll be able to re-rent it in this busy neighborhood, like with 2 months notice.
Mm-hmm. And they did.
And they did just fine. So
when Hayden and I left our lease early in San Francisco, and when we moved home, it cost us a month and a half's worth of rent.
Right.
And it took me like a year to pay that back because I was like, I don't have an extra.
Yeah.
Because we came back and had to pay rent here or in Ann Arbor, and he didn't have a job right away. So it was pretty bad.
Yeah.
So I agree that it's breaking hard the to lease just break may a lease. Not be the easy option or an option at all.
Yeah. I think the most important point there being made is you didn't just pick a male roommate. You picked a male roommate who ignored your request for a female only roommate, which is not a good quality you want in a roommate, of somebody who ignores your requests. Like, roommate relationships are already really complicated, and you're this is not setting anyone up for success, because this roommate isn't going to want to live in a place where he's not welcome either.
Maybe he enjoys that sort of thing.
Yeah, he wants to be ignored and shit on. And
that's why Alex sticks around in our friendship.
You know, he's going to be so happy.
I got mentioned. Every week we mention Alex. And no matter how disparaging it is, which is always a joke, we love Alex, but no matter how disparaging it is, he messages like, "Aw, I'm in the podcast." And we're like, shut up.
Here's another good one. You're the asshole. This was such an asshole move. I literally can't see any way that your relationship can recover.
That's honestly what I was thinking at the end of it. This is
done.
You're breaking up, friend. This is just it's done. You and this guy are going to be best friends now.
And you guys live together. Yeah. That's so shitty. I hope it's fake. I really hope it's fake.
I hope it's not. I want to believe this guy's out there being like, I don't think I'm wrong.
All right, let's do one more.
Okay, last one. I'm going to be here another week, so we're recording at least one more here, but I think we might record some backup episodes.
We're going to record some backup episodes, yeah.
To get ahead of things. So those won't be as topical, maybe, but they're going to be good content.
They're going to be great.
And I think, are we really going to do a second podcast?
Well, we had the idea of... I drunk describe Star Trek episodes that I've seen, because I've only seen like two, and I don't understand any of the characters or anything that's going on at all. So the idea for this came when we were driving to Buffalo Wild Wings last night, as you do. And
it's Boneless Thursday. I won trivia.
Just did win trivia. And we were in the car, and somehow Star Trek came up, and I was like, I've only seen one episode. And Jess was like, which one? And I was like, the one with the Borg.
And what were they doing?
They were doing Borg stuff. I don't know.
Oh, we were talking about the ships and how it was a cube. Yeah.
Somebody had a cube car. So we started talking about it. I was like, they boarded the cube ship, and then there were Borg on the cube ship, and they were doing Borg stuff.
They were like, oh no, it's the Borgs.
Oh no, the Borgs. So we had the idea of I like half watch a Star Trek episode and then have to describe it, because we have a lot of friends who really love Star Trek and I really hate it.
So and a lot of enemies.
I don't know anything about it. And I've had to watch some of it out of obligation. And I don't know anything that's going on. So yeah. We thought this would be a funny podcast for our Star Trek friends.
Yeah, like a limited series, I think. So if you're interested in that, let us know.
If you want to hear me.
Talking to us. The more people who don't say anything about it, the more we know you want to hear it.
Yeah, so. Exactly.
I know Brandon at least wants to hear it. So
does he, or does he want to listen to it and then be upset? By me being like, I don't know, the Either Borg way, do Borg
we
stuff.
We can have them co-host.
Borg.
Borgs don't do Borg stuff.
Yeah.
All right, so here's our last one. You're reading it, right?
I'll read it quick. This is a long one. Am I the asshole? Husband threw a barbecue party for his friends. I refused to help. Party was a disaster. Disclaimer, we are all vaccinated.
All
nice.
In the world?
So my husband likes to invite his friends over. Note, his friends. I am not close with any of them. First of all, that's a red flag for me. You should be kind of friends with all your partner's friends, like a little bit.
I don't know. You know, David doesn't like me.
Hmm. I just feel like I feel like you
there
should be...
There should be some level of like, yeah, I can hang with them.
Yeah,
hopefully.
Right. Yeah. It's weird for you
what
to
be... What
are
you going to do if Chris doesn't like you?
Oh, I don't know. But it's weird for you to be like, he invited his friends, and then immediately have a parenthetical... capital his friends. I'm not close with any of them. Like, oh no. For barbecue parties, he prides himself on his barbecue skills. The thing is, I always end up doing everything. He buys and preps the meat and then grills and serves it. Okay, so you don't do everything. That's a lot of it. I have to buy drinks, get out enough dishes, clean up patio and deck. I'm non-native speaker. I don't know which one to use. Okay, patio slash deck.
Both are valid.
It depends on which side of the house it's on, actually. I prepare the dishes and the veggies. I refill the drinks and take away dishes. We don't use paper plates or plastic cups since I find it wasteful. Good for you. And I like to keep the main table tidy. It's just nonstop work for me. He just asked me, first of all, have you ever told him that you don't want to do all the work at these parties? I feel like most of Am I the Asshole is just like,
have you talked about this?
I don't know how to communicate with my spouse, so I'm going to type this all out for Reddit.
Okay, but if they didn't, what would we be doing right now?
I don't know. Nothing. He just told me last week that he invited his friends for Saturday, so yesterday. Just announced it. Didn't ask me. I said, well, okay, do I know anyone? Nope. These are all his workmates, and they won't be bringing their spouses. My husband called it a, quote, guys' night. I said, okay then, guys' night. Well, enjoy yourselves. I'll be in my craft room working on some of my projects and drinking wine. He said he will handle it. That sounds like a great night. Spoiler alert, he did not handle it. He got the meat all right, but just ignored any other preparation, and I was just so sick and tired of being taken for granted. He never asks me for help. I just do stuff. Okay, well, that's the problem. I didn't do anything. The patio was a mess. The upholstery of the garden furniture was all messy from our dogs. The table wasn't wiped down. There was stuff lying around. His friends arrived. I welcomed them and then excused myself to my crafts room, put on some music, and worked. Cue the messages. He started asking for stuff, like, where are the plates? We only keep a small set in the kitchen, and the rest is in the basement. Where are the cups? Why isn't the beer chilled? Where's the non-alcoholic beer? Did I not buy it? Where are the sides? I just replied that he said he would handle it all himself. This is also where I feel I might have been the asshole. It would have taken me just minutes to at least tell him where the stuff is. Yeah, true. I checked in on the guys a few hours later, and it was a disaster. Table all cluttered. They did some takeout as sides. There weren't enough dishes and silverware. Someone had to go drive for drinks. I have some thoughts, but I'll share them later. On Sunday, he was all grumpy and actually told me he's disappointed that I didn't pull my weight and that I made our family look sloppy and bad. Oh, no. I told him I'm not his little housewife and that he's a big guy, and if he's embarrassed himself in front of his workmates, that's on him. And that I'm glad he can see at least a tiny bit of the work I do around the house. He got upset and went off for a run to let off some steam. Oh, and the patio is still full of dishes. He didn't even clean the grill. I'm not touching anything. Yeah, okay, there's an edit, but we can read that later. I, like, this is so childish, all of it. I don't think you're the asshole, but you have enabled this behavior.
That's one of the edits, is it says, it made me realize I'm at fault for tolerating this for so long.
Yeah, you're not the asshole, but you did this to yourself 1,000%. You said yourself, he never asked me to do these things. So why were you doing them in the first place? Because you want your house to look nice, especially for guests. And I understand that. But at a certain point, you have to be like, look, I do a lot for these things and you need to do some of it too. And you never did. And then you just drop, you like cut it off all at once, which is not how you handle this as an adult.
It sounds like he didn't show any appreciation of it either.
Yes, which is also the problem, which you should have brought up sooner rather than just being like, absolutely not. Which
I guess they should get a divorce.
It's a good way to teach that lesson, I guess, but it's all just very immature. I think it's very immature.
Well, I agree that he's an asshole. What thoughts did you have about them having to order sides and somebody had to go get drinks or whatever?
I was just gonna say, like, I get how you as the woman see that and you're like, what a disaster. But the truth is that the guys still probably had a fine time, right? Like, guys like, oh, I'll go get drinks and
I'll get the booze.
I'll pick up wings. And like, they probably didn't care at all.
Wings and french fries and that's it.
And they probably didn't care that the patio furniture was dirty, right? Like, guys, they just don't care about that stuff.
That's a sweeping generalization and I won't sit for it.
Okay. Guys that are there for guys' night.
The type of guys that would show up for a guy's night.
A guy's night, yeah. Would not care that your dogs are on the patio furniture, right? And that you don't have the good plates out and the beer's not chilled and like all this
stuff.
They
walk up, they're like, Jim, these are your good plates?
These are your good plates?
Jesus Christ, man, are you okay?
Yeah, I mean, I'm glad I don't have to deal with a guy like this, but like, you did this to yourself.
I feel probably. Like David's worse in a lot of ways.
No, 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 no.
Okay. Well, you can tell me when we turn the mics off. I guess that's the show for the week.
Yeah.
Gotta go put some stuff in the garage and then we'll play some video games.
The garage?
Garage.
What do you got up in the garage?
I was just wanted to say garage again.
All right, goodbye, everyone.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay.